Well, earlier this month, President Trump came down hard on the European Union for imposing a $5 billion antitrust fine on Google, tweeting, the president tweeted that Europe had, quote, truly taken advantage of the U.S., complete with exclamation points. Well, what Evan Horowitz, the quick study columnist for the Boston Globe, saw instead was a fine that reflected healthy, competitive capitalism at work. And in fact, Evan suggests that to see capitalism at its finest, we might just have to go over to Europe. And he's here to tell us more. Hello, Evan.
Hey, Magna. I don't have to talk about Stormy, right?
No, you don't.
Okay,
you know,
but yeah, I'm not prepared.
But I mean, European capitalism as being superior to American capitalism. What do you mean?
It's not how most of us think about European capitalism, raised as we were with the adjective sclerotic and some sense that, you know, labor markets are dysfunctional. You can't fire anyone. No one gets hired. The state's too involved. There's too much regulation. But that just seems to be an outdated view of how European capitalism is working.
Okay. Tell me some of the outcomes that you see that make you think that it might be working better than in the U.S.
All right. Start with inequality. It isn't happening there the same way it's happening here. It's dramatically different, and not in a few countries. There isn't a single major European country where the rise in inequality even approaches what we're seeing in the United States. Even if you look at the labor market, jobs, and this is one where Europe has gotten critiqued for decades, and yet, more prime-age workers have jobs in Europe than in the United States.
Okay.
More people between 25 and 54 are employed in Europe than they are here.
Okay, but I mean, about Europe being consistently criticized for its unemployment rate, those weren't unjustified criticisms. I actually thought that the unemployment rate in Europe is still higher than it is in the United States.
So you have to be careful about comparing. But yeah, it's called the harmonized unemployment rate. The harmonized unemployment rate, that is the way you compare it, is a little bit higher across the EU than it is in the U.S., about 5.2% in the EU. It's about 4% in the U.S. That's mostly a reflection of two things. One, youth unemployment, which is a genuine and ongoing problem in Europe that they really have to find a way to deal with. And the other is basket case countries like Greece, where unemployment is 20%. There isn't a state in the U.S. where unemployment is above 7%. We just don't have that kind of variability. But the other measure I mentioned, the like how many people have jobs, is generally considered the best measure of the health of the labor market. They're outperforming us on that measure.
Okay, but about that youth unemployment rate, I mean, we're seeing from the OECD that it's in Europe, in the EU, it's 50%.
So, yeah. So it is genuinely problematic. The 50%, okay. Remember, the unemployment all depends on who's looking for jobs and how long they're willing to wait to take a job. So there's a really important set of distinctions. But yeah, I'm not going to defend youth unemployment rates in Europe. That is one area where they're not doing well, as compared to other areas like inequality, the labor market, and the big, big, big one where they are outperforming the U.S. economy, regulation, regulatory control, and antitrust.
Okay. So that brings us back to this Google fine, right? Like multiple billions of dollars against Google for antitrust violations in Europe. But overall, I mean, so you're looking at the big picture and you say that the things that Europe is doing, especially vis-a-vis regulation, is what's giving it a better form of capitalism. Okay. But I have to ask, like, capitalism, that's a value judgment on an economic system. So does that mean, are you a socialist?
That's such a weird charge, right? That you could be a socialist by defending capitalism.
I think, or European capitalism.
European-style capitalism. The idea is that the markets are working better. They're working more fairly. So think of concentration. That is, how many businesses are there competing against each other in a given market? There's been a raft of research in the recent years around concentration in the United States, which is on the rise. In manufacturing, for instance, there are just four firms that control 43% of all manufacturing sales in the United States. But if you want something closer to home, think how many pharmacies there were 20 years ago compared to how many pharmacy companies there are today. There are basically two, with CVS and Walgreens. That wasn't the case. So this kind of concentration limits competition and drives prices up and profitability up. It's not happening in Europe. Mm-hmm. They are not seeing the same kind of market concentration that we're seeing here. And the big reason is regulators won't allow it.
Okay. And so this is the thing, right? Like that in a way, it's somewhat inevitable that you'll get consolidations in industries and reduce competition. But you're saying that because Europe is more willing to use the tools of government to slap that back, that they are thereby creating a healthier economic or a capitalistic system because they're keeping competition up.
Because they're keeping competition up. Yeah. And it's not just, it's not really so much a willingness, or maybe partly as a willingness. You can think of it as a philosophical distinction. The Europeans take a more hands-on approach. We take a more laissez-faire approach. But it also seems to have to do with institutions, right? It's not just that governments want to, it's that they set up independent regulators who have the power to do it free of political interference. Our regulators are just much more subject to political interference.
Well, Evan Horowitz, the Quick Study columnist for the Boston Globe, thank you as always, Evan.
It's a pleasure to be here, Meghna.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.